Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is 9:06 on this Monday, May 18th. Glad you're with us. Looks like the rain sort of bypassed it this morning, Roger. Thought we were going to get some, but it's still it's still on the forecast both today throughout the week, so that'll be a good thing. Glad you're with us. Yes.
So it's done for today.
No, I don't know. I think there might be a little bit more. It looks like it outside. So glad you're with us. Glad you're a part of our show.
We are.
Let's go ahead and bring in, because we got a busy Kadman Kojal down in Hoover, Alabama. Let's go ahead and bring him in, Roger.
You know, the last time we talked to him, was he...
He was getting ready to pop the question.
We
had
to ask him why. We had to find out on social.
Morning Mayhem is joined by Arkansas second baseman Cam Kojal. Kojal hit .333 with 15 home runs and 62 RBIs on the way to making second team All-SEC. He comes into this season as a Baseball America preseason All-American. He's brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. Count on Ortho Arkansas for urgent treatment, diagnosis, physical therapy, and more. Serving Arkansas statewide with 10 locations. For more info, visit orthoarkansas.com or call them at 501-500-3500.
Good morning, Camden.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Thanks for jumping on with us. We know you're down in Hoover, Alabama. First things first, I just now realized, Christian and Roger, the open still says second baseman. I can't remember when you moved to what series did you move to shortstop, Cam? I can't even remember what part of the season. What was your first series?
It would have been Mississippi State series. So I played shortstop all of SEC play. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, majority of the year, I played shortstop.
Yeah, maybe we don't need to change it, so we don't want to curse or change anything. You guys have won 7 of 10 series in the SEC, so we'll leave it at that. Hey, Roger's right. You know, we heard you last week when we had you on, Camden. We could tell you were in the car, you were moving around, you were busy. And I thought, hey, maybe he's just distracted, he's got things going on. And then not long after that, we see the post where you proposed to your girlfriend, I think of 5 years. You were on the side of a pond somewhere or a lake and proposed. So give us a scoop. That was happening. Was that in Fayetteville? Was that somewhere else? What? Give us a scoop before we talk baseball.
Yeah, so I was on the phone with you guys in my truck and – my photographer was in the truck next to me, and I was just trying to get out and show him where I was going to do it and get him kind of set up.
Right.
But I was like, oh, this won't take too long. Let's just do this. And then I ended up later that day just told Natalie, oh, let's go fishing. Let's go frog fishing in the middle of the day, which she should have knew something was up because you never go frog fishing in the middle of the day.
Right.
But I carried her down to the pond and I had to ring in my back pocket. I had a couple fishing lures back there in case she felt something, so I had an excuse to tell her what it was. And then just got down, told her a lot of really nice things, but my mind kind of went blank and proposed there. And it was very nice, very exciting.
Congratulations,
yeah, congratulations. Yeah, from a nervous scale, listen, you've been in some big situations. One was this weekend where the team needed you, needed hits. Talk about the nervous factor proposing. This is the first and only time you've ever done. Hopefully, it'll be the only time you ever do it. First time you've done it. Talk about your nervous scale. Were you pretty nervous when you got on one knee?
I've played in a lot of big baseball games and just in a lot of sporting events, and that might have been the most nervous I've ever been. my heart was just pounding,
yeah.
And I didn't know. My nervous tick sometimes is I just kept talking to her, and I just kept trying to keep calm.
Yeah, and you finally got it out. You saw her start crying? Did she scream out yes? Or did she wait a second? What was how was her response?
Oh, she was extremely surprised, and I have a couple pictures. It's one of my favorite pictures I've ever seen. But just the first smiling when she realized what was happening. It's just kind of one of those pictures that it's worth 1,000 words.
Yeah,
in that sense, like a picture's worth 1,000 words. That's very much what that picture is like. So
awesome.
I love looking at that. But and then we called some of the family members and we called her mom, and there she started crying. And then the rest of the day was just off and on of emotions of crying and being happy and crying and being happy and how women are and that sort of thing. So,
well, you dated for 5 years, right?
Yep, 5 years. Wow. 5 years that day, and I was like, all right, we need to get engaged. Dating more than 5 years might be too long.
She,
yeah, we've been dating since sophomore year of high school.
Wow, that's when you find the right one like that. That's awesome, man. She had no idea. Did you ask her? Hey, did you have a feeling something was going to happen, or did you get in that discussion with her?
I did. I've had a discussion many times with her, and she said she had it in the back of her mind, maybe, but she said she thought I was going to do it this summer.
Gotcha.
I'm glad I did it in more of a surprise fashion. She was kind of like, oh, well, when we were taking a couple pictures stuff, she was like, oh, I don't have very nice clothes on and that sort of thing, but I figured the proposal can kind of be spontaneous and engagement photos, and of course, wedding photos can be all dressed up and nice, is how I thought about it.
Well, good job, buddy. Congratulations. Glad that worked out well. That made for a special, special part of the year. Of course, you guys going to play a crazy series in Kentucky. You lose the first one. I mean, this is a series I think you all felt you needed to win to continue to maybe have a shot at hosting a regional. You lose the first one 4-3, and that means, man, got to fight your way back, and you do. You win 5-4 on Friday and then have another touchdown, score. You go up 10-0 in the first inning, and I think people thought, oh, that was over with, and they give Kentucky credit. They fought back, and you guys end up getting it done. You had a great game as well, man. You actually had a great series, too.
Thank you. I mean, it was a great series win for us. I think Kentucky is kind of an interesting place to play. That might be the hardest turf I've ever played on in my life for any sport. And they're an extremely fast team. They like to run. They like to do small ball things like that. And that turf just kind of helps them and to their advantage. And I, talking to our guys after the series, everyone's just sore from running and just jumping and doing all that stuff on that hard turf. Because turf has no give, unlike natural surface. Natural surface has more give than turf does, but it was a great series win. That game on Saturday was a fun game to play in, just going kind of back and forth and having them come back, but we just kept fighting, so that just kind of shows how our team can battle.
Yeah, a couple things. One, I heard, Raj, I was listening to Phil, I think it was pregame, and they had said on the pregame show, either you had said something to Van Horn or something, that you went out there right off the bat and said, and I guess that might have been on Thursday, I guess. You could tell right off the bat that the field was hard. It was a very tough turf. And I heard Van Horn say after the series was over, like, the turf was different. He just said this whole vibe being in Kentucky is a different deal. And, they definitely had the momentum. They win that first game, and they're trying their best to stay in it, too. And so it was who wanted it best. And I think it showed. That's the seventh series you guys have won out of 10. They may not have been the prettiest, but it's, a little bit different from last year. But the bottom line, you won 7 of 10 series in the SEC, which is saying a lot.
Yes, that's an extremely incredible feat. If you were told us in January or December, like, you're going to win 7 out of 10 SEC series, and win 17 SEC games, everyone would be signing me up.
Yeah.
Like, no one in the league would say, oh, that's not a good year. Like, that's an unbelievable year in the SEC doing that. And it's just a gritty SEC grind, going through the gauntlet and playing teams when they're hot and playing teams when they're not. And came out with 7 series wins. I think last year on that unbelievable Arkansas team, I think we only won 6 SEC series, if I remember correctly. So just kind of putting that in perspective, we won 7 this year. I think that's pretty incredible.
Yep, sure is. And Dave Van Horn pointed that out. Okay, so you're in Hoover. Y'all made the decision to go from Kentucky to Hoover, which is smart. You will play the winner of game 3, which is tomorrow, which is South Carolina and Tennessee. You get the game 3 winner there at 4:30 on Wednesday. So today's Monday, and what are you guys going to practice, kick back? You got any plans? What's sort of the schedule for you guys for the next couple of days?
Yep, so we'll practice at Hoover High today, about midday. The head coach there is Coach Mosley, and he was one of my coaches on Team USA my 18th year, so it'll be cool to see him. And then we'll just kind of hang out there today, Monday, Tuesday, probably go watch some baseball games, also do a practice in the lift, probably at Hoover High, and then on Wednesday it's game time, and we'll be ready to play.
You've been there.
Also today, Miller South, my home high school, they won their first game of their state tournament against a really good Westside team. So today they're the 8 seed and they beat the 1 seed in the first round of the playoffs. So Millersdorf played today at 4 o'clock up there in Omaha. So I'm excited to watch that too.
Do you speaking of, you have a following? I imagine everybody in your hometown, and then especially the current team. Let's say the high school team now. I'm sure they're locked in and following your career, I would imagine, right? Do you hear from them, or that you get feedback from the coach that they're locked into what you're doing as well?
Oh, I love talking to head coach Greg Geary. I mean, he's a good friend of mine. A lot of the coaches from high school are still really close friends of mine. You have Clubby, Trent Rankin, Paul Grant, and Mike Cross. They all played Division I baseball back in the day. A lot of them played at UNL in Nebraska. So it's just fun to follow those high school teams. And high school baseball is a very fun thing to follow. It's played with a lot of emotion, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Well, remember Roger, last year, what a cool experience it was for you to get back there with your dad, the story of your dad and all that, and be nice to do that again, but it all starts this weekend. And do you approach the games any different with this tournament, the way this tournament works? Is it, Roger and I have been over there a couple times. Mm-hmm. I think we had rain delays. This was several years ago, but
sure did.
Yeah, Hoover's not, you can't get in trouble. You don't have a lot of things to do there.
But you've been there for a few days. I mean,
yeah, that's right. You're ready to get there and play. Yeah, but anything from last year that you take away from your last year experience at Hoover that you'll apply this year or do the same or do different?
I love playing in Hoover. I think it's a really cool experience. I think the SEC does a great job putting the event on. Usually the top 8 teams you stay in the Winfrey Hotel, and we're in the Winfrey Hotel right now, but we're not a top 8 seed, so we have to move out today to a new hotel.
Wow.
Which is kind of interesting.
Yes, that is.
But we'll be at a nice hotel anyway, and the SEC tournament's just cool playing. It's kind of a miniature Omaha-type feel.
Yeah.
You get kind of the feeling of that. You're so many really good teams, and it's a tournament style, and there's all the seeding and all that. So it's just kind of a precursor for Omaha, if you will. So excited to play in it, excited to go out and win.
Well, listen, buddy, well, good luck to you. Hope you have a great tournament. I don't know how many games you have to win to get the regional at home. If you don't, you don't. If you do, you do. But the main thing, you guys are playing well. You're getting it done. Congratulations on seven series wins this year. And more importantly, congratulations on getting engaged, man. That's awesome. Really, very happy for you. We're glad. That's always a scary moment.
Yeah,
we all have done that before. And I remember, you're nervous, man.
Don't do it.
That's Justin Moore. Two ladies already done it. So
next time, just do something. Next time you do something like that, Cam, please don't. Don't feel like you can't FaceTime us and let us join you.
Okay.
All right, Cam. Appreciate
you,
buddy. All right, Cam. Have a good one, buddy.
Go Hogs.
Yes, you too. Go Hogs.
All right, go Hogs. There he is. What a solid dude. He's a solid guy.
Solid.
He's had a great year.
Yeah, he has. He really has. I think we might have mentioned this.
Great 2 years.
Two years, yeah. And I think he leads the Hogs in every category, I think. I think I said that last week, except for batting average, and I think now he was 3 for 5 Saturday, and I think 2 for 3 maybe on Friday. But he might be around the top for batting average too. But yeah, Akery was mentioned that he thought Akery mentioned the day that he was struggling with his throws to first. I know that he got the error the other day on the last series, not this Kentucky series, and I wasn't sure if the first baseman just missed the throw.
Couple of games ago,
yeah.
I mean, he made perfect throws.
Yeah, so. I think he hadn't had many errors. He may have had one or two. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's had a solid year. We've been really fortunate or in our L calls to be able to get the Bree Ellis's and the Hannah Gammels and Bob.
Gold every time. Bob Moore.
Yeah, Robert Moore. Yeah. I mean, we've really, Peyton Stovall, we've had some
scary.
We've had some. I've said, who did we have the year before in baseball? Before we had
before Moore,
before Kojal,
Slavens, didn't you?
Slavens, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Brady Bray,
and then, but anyway, that we just really had some good ones, and Kettler's been great. The center for the Razorbacks, he was great last year.
You pulled the trigger twice. Well, Justin's been instrumental on grabbing some of those players too, knowing as much as he does about baseball, saying this is a cat you need to look at, yada yada. So we've been fortunate.
And I don't know if
talking about Moore, Justin Moore.
That's right, Justin. I don't know if you knew this or not, but it was announced Friday Justin Akery's got a new co-host. DJ has moved on, and Phil Elson.
What?
Yes, Phil Elson, the voice of the Razorbacks.
Yeah, I mean,
DJ Scott.
Yeah, he is.
Christian,
go ahead.
DJ Scott.
Yeah, I don't know when that happened. I just noticed he wasn't here anymore.
So,
Yeah, go ahead. You were saying about Phil, Justin?
No, I was just saying, as a fan, like, I love Phil.
Yeah.
I think he's great.
Yeah, he does. He could do.
That's a great hire.
I always wondered whether
he
would go professional because he's got the chops to go. You know, it's crazy, Roger. He was doing those games with RJ at times. Well, RJ would do games with him. He was still the voice of the Travelers. Phil Elson was.
And
that's right. Yeah.
You know, and exactly. Do you know the reason why that chain? Why Phil left the Travs, Roger? Do you know? I think this is right. Yeah, do you know what it is?
Yeah, somebody offered him the Arkansas job.
But you know why they offered him the Arkansas job?
No.
Because Chuck Barrett, I think, remember Chuck Barrett was doing Razorback baseball.
Oh, okay.
And I think he left to do full-time basketball and football. So I think he gave up baseball, couldn't do all three of those.
That makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense. And so, yeah, he's really...
Hey, yeah. Chuck was good at baseball.
Yeah, he was. And I'll tell you...
I don't remember it, though.
Phil's really good, in my opinion.
Justin's got the hiccups. Yeah, Roger, I will say this. To me, I couldn't do baseball because there's so much dead time. And you got to be just, you guys just talk. I mean, he's got to fill time. Now, he's got Bubba Carpenter, which those two together, to me, are so good together. I love Bubba. Bubba was a superstar at Arkansas. But it's, you just got to
call him a great color.
Yeah.
Bubba knows stuff.
Yeah, he does. And it's even in the majors, you know, all those guys, some of those guys are, you know, most of them have a co-host, but there's a lot of dead time. You're filling time.
Well, Phil had a lot of practice with the Travelers.
You betcha.
That's
probably the most difficult. And you're not talking the highest level of majors. You're talking double A. Is it triple A or double A? I should know that.
He made those lists.
Who?
Travs.
Double A.
Yeah, I think it's double.
Yeah, you got to come up with all kind of filler for that deal.
Kind of corn.
Yeah, now Phil had been with Matt Jones. And so he'd been doing, you know, Matt used to be here. Remember, Matt was with Trey here, and then that show went away. And then Matt was with Phil.
Matt went away.
And Matt and Phil been there. So I got a message from Matt the other day. Not happy about losing Phil to you guys. But good timing, as you mentioned. We'll be hearing reports from him. Also, though, Akre really can't do reports because that means he's on the whole time. He just has to do a segment. If he does anything with Phil. Phil also does basketball. I mean, Phil went from the worst season probably in women's basketball history at Arkansas to, you know, winning baseball, which is nice. It had to be. Can I tell you, you imagine anything just more miserable?
Phil's good.
Yeah, to lose.
He knows everything.
Yeah, to lose by an average of 30 points. In basketball, because that's what we remember. That's what we were getting beat by in the SEC. Every game was basically a 30-point loss. How miserable it is to call a game like that and try to be positive the best you can, and you're just getting your brains beat out. So, speaking of...
You're talking about for who?
For Razorback basketball, women.
Well, listen, think about Razorback football. Yeah. I mean, Chuck has to be pretty good to be able to talk about football, too, the way
Of course, you know, in those, we were in the mix for most of those. They had the Notre Dame game wasn't, but the rest of them, we were in the mix and just would lose them.
Well, I got you. In this past year, okay.
With a Chad Morris, it'd be horrible. Christian, we were talking about big wins. Cleveland knocks out number one seed Detroit. What was it, about 30 points last night?
A little over 30, I think.
Over 30 points.
31.
I don't think, is it Devin Booker? Who's the guy for Cleveland?
Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell, that's it. I'm sorry. Donovan Mitchell, yeah. Roger, I think for people who aren't NBA fans, you would look at Cleveland and go, I don't know who those guys are. Of course, you think of LeBron, and this is the first time they've been this deep in the playoffs.
You know who James Harden is.
Yeah, you know what's so funny? I didn't see anything. Harden had a big night a couple nights ago. But
yeah, he didn't play. He didn't have too great of a night.
Yeah, but you know, most of the times when you think of Cleveland basketball, you think of LeBron. And this is the first time they've been this deep in the playoffs since LeBron, right? Since he came back and won the title?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And then the other one, which is probably NBA Finals already set up here, you got San Antonio and Oklahoma City. And Cal got another MVP. Raj, you know, goes up to $8 billion at some point.
To think of how many MVPs he has had, which SGA has two. Has he had any others?
Has Anthony Davis had one?
Anthony Davis never won MVP.
Wow, maybe he hadn't had many.
I think
okay, so
Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose was another one.
Who?
Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose.
I thought you said Def Jam.
So that's three.
So, Justin, I don't know if you were with us. I don't think you were with us in the last segment. Did you hear Roger trying to focus on a FanDuel? Duel, the word duel?
I still don't think I'm saying it incorrectly.
Say it again.
No.
FanDuel.
FanDuel.
But OKC's going to win it all.
Yeah, yeah, we think so too.
FanDuel.
I'm a little scared of the Spurs, but we'll see.
FanDuel. I'm not saying Tion. I'm saying FanDuel.
I just don't think the Spurs are as good as they're
loud, or
supposed to be.
They are a very good team. Probably the second best in the NBA. But they can knock off the Thunder in any given game. So we'll see.
Put some money on that? No. Oh, by the way, too.
Well, I'm going to pick the Thunder to win.
Yeah, that's your team.
Of course you would.
By the way, we've got to, Justin, if you missed the show.
I think the best guards win tournaments. And I think the Thunder have that.
Justin, you are. Have you ever figured out how you get rid of your hiccups? Have you figured out the?
No, that's why I still have them.
the poor guy.
Fourth day in a row.
Yeah, I called him last night.
Oh.
And he's had him last night while I was talking to him.
Okay.
By the way, so you missed it Friday. So Justin decided to just be kind, the kindness of his heart, throw out. Name me why we were. It was Justin Moore finished the lyric, and we threw. I can't even remember the song now. What was the song we played that we?
Let the good times roll.
No, it was Justin asked a question. What this was the first song that I had written with this sort of a theme, and we had our winner, and Justin gave away $1,000. $1,000.
$1,000.
And so anyway, I got to make sure that transaction. Obviously, the gentleman who won, I don't have his name here in front of me. He was asking me, Roger. Hey, here I am. What did he said? I'm gonna
what,
be
today.
He said, "No, it was like Sunday. I'm driving through town Sunday."
Oh, really?
I said,
my man.
I know he was ready to get that one. I said, "I haven't had a chance to really connect."
Bro. Like, it's coming.
Yeah,
he knows.
Yeah, he knows.
Chill.
He's just excited.
Listen, you win money, you want it. He just needs an answer.
Someone said, did Justin not hear Roger say FanDuel? I don't know if he did or not. One more time, Roger. Say duel.
Just say what?
Yeah, we were talking about, never mind. Let's go to the wreck FanDuel boy. Duel. Yeah, listen, it's the only time, Christian, that Roger, I've ever heard Roger have an interesting pronunciation. Usually that's me. I get it all the time.
100%.
Well, like, for example, what is it?
Hogs.
Hogs, and then the other one starts with a P.
But, well, you put a T.
Like a T.
A P in celebrity.
So you've been paying me up for years on that,
bro,
which is fine. I have no problem.
Let it go.
No, I don't mind letting it go. Don't have to let it go.
No.
But it's the first time I've ever heard you say you don't hear
celebrity.
You don't hear stuff you're saying.
But say it again. Wait a minute. What I'm doing with pronouncing it FanDuel, and someone's going, man, you're saying Jill instead of duel. Okay, if you're saying that. But you put a letter.
No, hey, listen. Now, don't make this about me.
It is about you. Celebrity. But I'm saying zone.
What did you say, fan what?
Fan deal.
Deal.
I'm not doing deal. I'm not doing deal.
Christian, what is he doing?
It's FanDuel.
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 When you say it 1,000 times in a spot, and guess what?
FanDuel?
I'll continue to say it.
Yeah, it's a word.
I'll continue to say it as long as FanDuel will allow me to be a part of Oakland Sportsbook.
Yes. Do you?
It's FanDuel.
Why are you saying deal?
It's Oakland Sports, powered by FanDuel.
You're saying DEAL.
I'm saying zone. FanDuel.
And then between that, and then we got Justin. Every other third word goes out because he's fighting the hiccups. All right, don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute. 9:30 here on Morning Man.
Young punk spilling beer on my shoes. Bad guys talking to.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas baseball took 2 out of 3 against Kentucky over the weekend, losing Thursday's game 5-4 before winning Friday 5-4 and then winning Saturday 16-12. Arkansas took a 10-0 lead in the first inning of Saturday's game before a 9-run Kentucky inning in the bottom of the fifth let them bounce back. It was their fourth road series win, the most for Arkansas since 2021. They're the seventh seed in the SEC tournament. They'll play the winner of Tennessee and South Carolina on Wednesday at 4:30 in Hoover. And Arkansas softball has punched their ticket to a super regional, beating Fordham 8-0 on Friday, then beating South Florida 9-1 on Saturday, and again yesterday 10-2. All games were a run rule, so for the fourth time in program history, Arkansas softball will be hosting a Super Regional to take on Duke at 11 a.m. on Friday. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz, ready.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We have a 20% chance of a shower today, otherwise mostly cloudy, warm and muggy, with a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, no rains in the forecast, partly cloudy, staying warm, a little breezy, a low of 72. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Some strong or severe storms will be possible. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
It's the Sea-Doo Memorial Day celebration at your local Bradford Marine and ATV Sea-Doo locations in North Little Rock or Hot Springs. And get ultimate performance from your new Sea-Doo personal watercraft, like the high-octane 2025 Sea-Doo RX-TX. 325-horsepower rocket on the water. Hurry, a few 2025s remain with up to $4,000 in discounts. It's lake time. Hit the water on your new Sea-Doo. Buy today, ride today, and have fun today. Only at your Bradford Marine and ATV Sea-Doo location.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket.
Paid for by Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Tennis fans, get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebsamen Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hardcourt action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information, visit LittleRockOpen.com. LittleRockOpen.com.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the service, selection, and experience that makes you feel like family at the best prices of the year, guaranteed. Don't miss the one and only May sale at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
F.L. Davis Cash Lumber in Clinton or Haynes Home Center in Morrilton.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
That's Aerosmith, right? Right, Dawn?
Yeah. Hey, before
good call.
Thank you, Justin. Thank
yeah,
you.
Very. It's great. It's an outstanding. Before after we're done with the Razorback review, well, we're going to play that FanDuel spot, Christian, whichever one we can.
Before we go to the Razorback review, let's squeeze in Hal. He's got a. I'm sure I knew this would happen because I started getting it on our Middleton Eaton Air text line.
Hey, Hal.
Hal, you got something for Justin?
Yeah, I do. On that.
Yeah, what's up, Hal?
Hiccups.
Hey, how's it going? I've had them before, not quite like you, but you might try this. It's real simple. You hold, you get a glass of water, and you take a deep breath and hold it as long as you can. And then when you let that breath out, you start gulping water, like gulp, 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 gulp. Do that for about 6 or 7 times, and then just kind of wait. And you should burp.
Wow.
And there we go.
Right, Ben, I'll give it a
Thanks,
whirl.
Hal.
Thank you.
It's just perfect because somebody said, but put sugar. Did you see that, Raj, about the sugar? Someone was saying that. Yeah, I remember we've done this before.
No, the sugar certainly helps.
Does it? So you've done that before?
I don't know why, but It does.
Who else do we knew that had the hiccups nationally? There was somebody on the national level, or is I'm thinking of stuttering?
Bo Jackson.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was hiccups. Was that what it was, hiccups with Bo? Okay, I was thinking
somebody. I think he had, like, surgery.
Yeah, that's got to be frustrating.
Yeah. He was, for it.
Let's do
Man, it's exhausting.
Yeah, I bet. How long does it last?
This is day four for me. He had them for like years.
How long does it go, Justin? Does it go for like a few hours and finally stops, or?
Sorry. It'll go for like, I don't know if y'all remember when I was writing.
Yeah, I remember.
Couple of years ago. That was like a week. My assistant tour manager had him for like 10 days. I don't know.
It's tough.
It takes a while to figure it out. So sorry.
You're good. Ridiculous. Just relax. Just relax. You're good. Tell you what, Christian, why don't we hit that?
I got it.
Well, let's hit it.
Razorback Review. Reviewing Arkansas sports from over the weekend is brought to you by Hawks Mobile Homes. Hawks Mobile Homes has the largest manufacturer and modular home inventory in the state of Arkansas. For more info, go to hawksmobilehomes.net.
Wow, that sounded like it did not sound like the fight song. That part, right there.
Is it not?
It's
something's going
different.
On with you. Something's going on with
no,
you.
No, listen. Well, there's not.
Something's going on with you today.
And you.
It's going to be a
all right. Yes, Christian, give us a recap,
all right,
please.
So, Arkansas baseball over the weekend, they dropped game one on Thursday night, 4-3. They bounced back and took the series, winning on Friday, 5-4, and then winning in a football game on Saturday, 16-12. They scored 10 in the first inning, right?
Right, that's right.
And then allowed Kentucky to score 9 in the fifth inning and come back.
That was a huge series win.
Yeah, sure was.
By the way.
Yep, sure was.
So now they'll go to the SEC tournament where they will play Wednesday at 4:30. They'll play the winner of South Carolina and I believe Tennessee, right?
Correct, that's right.
Christian, what are they like, the sixth seed?
Seventh
seed?
They're the seventh seed in the SEC tournament.
Okay.
And in Arkansas softball, they just dominated the Fayetteville Regional.
Yep, sure did.
8-0 against Fordham, 9-1 against South Florida, and then 10-2 against South Florida again. Run ruled all of the matchups. And here is Courtney Dyfel on the team's confidence.
Yeah, they just have so much confidence, and they don't flinch. They don't flinch over the circumstance. And I don't honestly think it's even in their mind to think, like, oh, there's two outs or, like, that it's a different situation. But that two-out rally was so big. That was the swing. I think the momentum of just giving up one in that situation and then capitalizing in the bottom and the response. Every time they scored, we responded with four runs. I think that's a pretty good response.
So next up for Arkansas softball, they will be hosting the Fayetteville Super Regional. They'll take on Duke at 11 a.m. on ESPNU on Friday. Here's Courtney Dyfel on getting to host
the
Super Regional.
The Supers have been the booger bear for them. Like they got to get good grief. Sorry, guys. They got to get it done this year.
This is the year.
Have to.
This is the year. Go ahead, Christian.
It's awesome to get another weekend in Bogle. Our fans are incredible. They showed up for us all 3 days, even with the weather on Friday night. And so to get another opportunity to play in front of them is really cool.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get Coach Dyfel on this week. She's very busy, so we'll see if she can squeeze
and
us in.
And Ella as well, since the game's
Friday. That's right. Yeah, Friday. Yeah, definitely have to get her on Thursday. Her, yeah, Friday we can't.
That's
so
the latest,
yeah, go ahead, Christian.
That was about it for Razorback Sports, right?
Well, the only one we left off, the 25th SEC title by the outdoor track and field.
Blew it! Sorry.
They dominated the 20. I mean, I think they won every. This is the SEC where there are elite athletes at every event. And they won, I think, the 100, the 200, the 400, the 800, the 10,000. I mean, it's crazy that they're winning at this level. And, of course, you know, you've got some Olympians in this group, but they've got another chance to win a national championship. And that, I don't
know. Should we get more of those guys on the football team?
We tried, didn't we? Well, one, Jordan Anthony, wasn't it? Not Jordan Anthony. I'm getting mixed up. I forget the kid that we tried to get for that came over from A&M.
Well, there is.
That was Jordan Anthony.
It was?
Yeah.
I was thinking, okay. Yeah. But, of course, he ended up, you know, they, whatever reason, he didn't keep playing football. It's tough to get those, Justin. I think you're right. It'd be cool if you could do both. But I'm telling you, whatever we do, we have figured out the formula for hiring coaches after
Houston,
John McDonald, rather. What's that?
I was thinking Houston got a lot of those guys.
I can't recall. You want guys out of high school that are track guys. I definitely think they do both. They're football players and they go out there on the track and are great athletes. The speed is definitely the name of the game. So, by the way, I do want to thank Hawks Homes for sponsoring that review there. Remember, hawkshomes.net. For any lake house, duck club you need, they can do it. They can find you the land. They can do it all, manufactured and modular homes. Thanks to Brian and Kevin Hawks. We appreciate them. Yeah, it was a great weekend for the Razorbacks. Trojans got swept by SEMO, but it doesn't matter. They did last year, too, and they won five in a row. That's going to be tough to do. They don't have to win as many, according to Chris Kane. I think they can win four in a row at their Ohio Valley Conference tournament. And then I think UCA is still in the mix. They've got tournament there, their conference tournament, UAPB as well. So it's a fun time of the year, keeping our fingers crossed on the Razorbacks for softball. That's hoping this is finally the breakthrough. Sure. By the way, on birthdays real quick, Justin, it's George Strait's birthday today. How old is George Strait?
I'll say 69.
He is 74 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. A little bit older than I was thinking he would be.
Yeah.
Roger, what about Tina Fey? How old is Tina Fey today?
Tina Fey is double nickels.
Pretty darn close, 56. What about, we've already mentioned Reggie Jackson, Brooks Robinson, and of course, Roger, you'd probably be the only guy who knew who Bill Macy is.
Bill, absolutely.
And where do you know him from?
Maude.
He was the wife of Maude, right?
Yeah, he was also...
He was in
The Jerk.
Yeah, somebody said he was in Seinfeld.
50 suckers!
Somebody said he was in Seinfeld. I didn't know that.
Bill Macy?
Yeah, what it said. Maybe one episode. What about
Jerk? Steve Martin?
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Yeah, in The Jerk, yeah, Steve Martin. He was the guy that threw him the glass. Hey, I don't remember him.
They had it listed. I don't know. What about Pernell Roberts? We know him from Trapper, Bonanza or Trapper John?
I knew him
John.
From Trapper from Bonanza first.
Gotcha. And then we mentioned, Justin, the guy from the... from the Oak Ridge Boys. Is it John Bonsall? Is that the way you pronounce it?
Bonsall.
Bonsall?
I believe he was the lead singer, right?
Roger.
I think so. Isn't he the guy that sang, was he the guy that sang, had the mustache, sang Elvira? Is that who that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think he died last year, maybe 2 years ago.
Ooh, I don't know if it was an Oak Ridge Boy or Statler Brothers that died. I guess it was an Oak Ridge Boy because you played with them, right?
I think it was John Bonsall.
Didn't you perform with them? Or was it the Oak Ridge that you played with?
Oak Ridge.
No.
You said Oak Ridge.
What'd I say?
You said Oak Ridge.
No, who's it? Statler's.
Statler,
it was the Oak Ridge, not the Statler's. Okay.
I think that's right. Okay. Yeah.
Also, on this day in 2004, this Arizona Diamondback became the 17th baseball pitcher to pitch a perfect game. 2004.
Randy Johnson.
That is correct. For extra credit, quickly, less than 1 second. What was his nickname, Justin?
The Big Unit.
Exactly right. Good job there. Also, Shrek was released on this day 25 years ago.
Happy birthday, RJ.
2001. And Roger, this was the anniversary and I don't remember much about this. We were both in high school. Mount St. Helens erupted.
Oh, yeah.
Do y'all remember Randy Johnson killed something?
Killed a seagull. Yeah, yep. Wasn't it a seagull? Yep.
Fun fact here. Let me give you a fun fact. There was a man on Mount St. Helens. I mean, you see how old that is? How 45, 6 years ago?
Yes, 46 years ago.
Yeah. There was a guy, and Christian, be the first, whoever can name it, will be the winner of a dinner for 20 at Corky's. there was a guy who was well known that lived on Mount St. Helens that said he was not going to leave.
Not going to leave. He's in a statue now.
Is
that right?
He was he's
part of the mountain.
I'll give you a hint.
We know him?
You know his name. He had the same name as one of the presidents of the United States.
Do you know how many people died on that thing? Died as a part of that?
I know a couple of dudes that had some videos of it. They didn't last long.
Listen, this is the obviously I don't have any volcanoes or
volcanoes.
Volcanoes. 57 people.
Wow.
I had no idea that many people died in that. So that was back Roger and I were
juniors
or seniors in high school. I can't remember.
Give you one more hint. It was the name of the president right after FDR.
Okay, so there's a clue for that for Roger. I'm going to throw this one at you.
I know.
Who is it?
What is it?
Truman.
Harry Truman was the guy's name. Yeah.
Here's one, Roger. Tell me who's this guy. I want you to tell me who his running mate was. He ran for... He wasn't the president. He was the vice presidential running mate. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hanibal Hamlin.
Hanibal Hamlin.
I've never seen this occur this morning.
Was he down there with Jackson or somewhere?
Gosh, I have no idea.
No. No.
Hannibal Hamlin?
It was his running mate. Hannibal Hamlin was the running mate.
What year?
1860.
That was not Kent Lincoln.
It was Lincoln.
No way.
It was Lincoln. It was Abraham Lincoln's running mate. Hannibal Hamlin. Now, who knew? Hannibal Hamlin. What a great name.
Did he win?
Good get.
I guess. I don't know. It just said 1860.
I thought Johnson was his
name. Was nominated for the U.S. presidency by Republican Party, and the Lincoln's running mate was Hannibal Hamlin. I'm like, what a cool name. Oh, Hannibal.
You know what? We need to do that.
Well, wait a minute.
Listen, they got Moose on the... Well, we got the wizard.
That can't be right. He replaced him.
Yeah, he wasn't his vice president.
He had to replace him.
Well, so. FDR had multiple. Trump got two different VPs.
Who moved up for Lincoln?
Andrew Johnson.
Was the assassination?
After him. So I don't know if it was
You weren't sure about Hannibal Hamlin.
I guess, I wouldn't play...
How about that?
It was...
Yeah, Justin?
I was saying it was Johnson that took over for...
Andrew Lincoln. Johnson. Yeah. And almost impeached.
Wow. King of all trivia.
But did you know...
Go ahead, Rod.
No, go ahead.
No, please.
No, I have nothing.
No, you got much better than I do.
Yeah, we got to go to break. But pray for Justin. Pray for Justin Hiccups. Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports deliver. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. If constant pain in your shoulders, back, knees, or other joints is just part of your daily routine, let me tell you, the folks at QC Kinetics can help. They are experts at resolving joint pain because they are the nation's leader in regenerative therapy. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free consultations right now. It's a no-pressure conversation. You sit down with a medical professional, talk about where you're hurting, and what you've already tried. They'll walk you through what's actually happening inside your joints, explain your options, and show you how their treatments can help your body heal naturally. No sales. pitch, no commitment. And no, we're not talking about taking pain pills or surgery. Their focus is on resolving the pain at its source using your body's own healing agents for real, lasting relief. They've already helped thousands. They can help you too. It all starts with a free consultation. Interested? Just call 501-393-1159. Appointments are filling up, so don't put it off. Take the easy first step and book your free consultation today. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon, your wish will never end.
Their homemade taste of Bluebell, and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Like our original gold-rimmed Bluebell homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Walmart Supercenters and neighborhood markets.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, now is the time to replace those old, drafty, energy-wasting windows in your home. Royal Home Improvement is your trusted local source for high-performance, Energy Star-rated ThermaKing windows. Beautiful, durable windows manufactured here in Arkansas, made exclusively for our southern climate. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. Take advantage of our spring blowout sale. Save $2,500 on a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts, plus purchase new windows now and receive a $200 Target gift card. And a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064 now and receive a $50 Amazon gift card with your estimate. Call 1-800-565-1064. Let me give you that number again. 1-800-565-1064 or visit us online at royalwindows.com.
This is Trey Schaap. Blackman Auctions presents coverage of the SEC spring meetings. All 16 head football coaches, men's and women's basketball coaches, and athletic directors all under one roof at the Sandestin Hilton. What will the landscape of college athletics look like? I will be there to check in with updates throughout the week. It's me, Trey Schaap, live from the SEC spring meetings presented by Blackman Auctions and brought to you by Bet Saracen.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
All right, 9:53 on this Monday, May 18th. Glad you're with us today. Glad you're with us every day. We've got several things to very nice here, Raj.
No, that's not. You're not looking at it.
No, I thought you meant
because you get calluses on my fingertips.
Oh, is that what it is? We'll be in studio this week. I think. Wait a minute.
We're trying to pick a guitar.
We're at Bradford Marine tomorrow.
We are.
Exactly.
It's
right.
Tuesday. That's the only day we're out of the week this week.
Yes.
Yeah, and of course Memorial Day next weekend. It's going to be a big week of tournament action in softball and baseball. Of course, you've got high school too, guys, coming up for the rest of the for the state here this coming weekend at different parts of the state. That is so. But glad you're a part of it. I've got to post a couple things today, Roger.
About
we got to post the. Obviously, not deserving dozen. We've done the last 2 weeks. By the way, congratulations to Benton. We had them at Corky's on Friday. Oh, best listener contest. I'm going to put that out there. We're going to get that done. We got to get our contestants for the best listener contest. And as I mentioned earlier, the winner of our best man cave competition, rather, Sandy Huspeth, the overall best man cave winner. That's without any particular theme. And then that's Sandy Huspeth's.
Way to go, judges. You did a great job.
Mark Carter, who has got the Razorback-themed man cave. So if we can, we'll broadcast from those locations. I haven't had a chance to show Justin yet.
In Houston, that's going to be, That'll be a test.
No, I was going to say, I thought you sent them to me.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I did. You sent them. You just looked at so many of them, you can't remember them all. Justin Acree joined us now. Justin,
what's up?
Do you have a man cave?
No.
Have you ever had a man cave?
Not really, no.
Somebody said the other day, I take pride in somebody saying, your whole house is a man cave. Dang straight, it's a man cave. Because a man lives there.
Yeah.
By himself.
Right.
661-1037 these last few minutes. Justin Akery joins us. You had the big announcement on Friday about your new running mate.
Fire good.
Yes. Sorry.
That's right.
He's set up. He's having some issues. Hopefully, we don't have any technical problems on day one, but we'll see. He's in Hoover, so if you want to pot him up, he's on. Should be on Orange.
Let's go. Come on. Talk to
Phil.
Me.
Are you there?
Phil Elson.
Oh boy.
What a great job by you, Akery.
Well, we'll see.
We've got man.
Thanks.
Come on, Phil. Phil's great.
I agree.
Phil?
I mean.
Phil Connor?
Good work.
Can we have two tie lines happening at the same time?
Yes. We can have three tie lines happening at the same time.
Okay, just,
wow.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
Yeah.
Got any suggestions for Justin's hiccups?
I don't know. You got? How bad are they?
Yeah, bad.
How long have they gone?
Day four.
Oh, gosh. You may have you have a doctor that can. There's probably a pill that you can take to help calm your diaphragm.
I don't know.
Yeah,
diaphragm spasm. That's the worst.
Someone says use your index fingers to tightly close your ears and your ring fingers to tightly close your nose, then drink a glass of water.
I always find, like, really, I get in kind of a zenny space, real slow breathing, and then chug water. And I just keep chugging water as long as it takes.
Somebody suggested water is the different ideas with water.
I just keep chugging it until it goes away. It usually works.
Speaking of Phil, what a weekend it was for the Razorbacks. We were down the first game and then come back and win two in a crazy way on Saturday. The ladies take care of business in softball. They dominate.
Mm-hmm.
And then track dominates, and that's just for Razorback alone.
The men's track, at least, yes.
Yeah.
Women sixth. I don't know what's happened to them.
Yeah,
a once proud program, David. You know what? They might as well dump it with tennis. Well, tennis is back.
Yeah.
Oh, what a development.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Bubba's going to join us, and hopefully maybe he'll be on without any technical issues, and Phil will be on at some point.
Sure,
so we'll get him. I think there's probably a cable issue because he said he can hear us, but he can't talk to us.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah. He says,
welcome aboard, Phil.
Yep.
Phil.
Anyway. So pretty standard money, lots of stuff to dig in on.
Yes.
Game balls, jock straps, things of that nature. So yeah. All good.
It's a fun week, as we mentioned, Justin, too. You got high school soccer, football, baseball and softball going on, state championships this weekend. So it's good. It's a fun time of the year.
Yeah.
Raj, great job. We'll be at Bradford Marine tomorrow, right? Sherwood?
Yeah. You know what that means? That means summer's right around the corner, baby
it
boy.
It is. It is getting there.
That's right. Great job again today handling all the business. I want to shout out to everybody out there. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Exactly right. Christian, well done.
Christian. Other than leaving the track team off your review, that
Justin,
is good.
Enjoy your trip, buddy.
Yeah, man. I certainly will. I'll see y'all
maybe
Thursday.
Yep. See you on. All right, talk to you on Thursday, buddy. Have a good time.
On the flippity flop.
All right, buddy. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate you listening. We can't do it without you. We're blessed, man. We're blessed. All right. Don't go away. Zone's up next.
Fan Zone.
It's the perfect day. You're just driving along, listening to your favorite music, the windows down. There's a cool breeze. Life is good. But wait, hold on a second. You're not wearing a seatbelt? You'd better put that on before that... Uh-oh, too late. Cops everywhere are stepping up enforcement, so you'd better buckle up or you will get caught. Sorry to ruin your day. Click it or ticket.
A message from...